Zmiris.
Leon Kakshuis, it's plain.
Last preparations for Yontif. So I wanted to talk about what I think is a good final step, something we have to know about Yontif. Everyone's familiar with the minig that on Shavuos we put grass, flowers in the base medrash. I brought down Shulchan Aruch. It should be like Har Sinai. So the shayla is, why is that the aspect of Har Sinai that we're being zayecha? There are a lot of things going on in Har Sinai. So the lashon of the Ramah is that it's to remember the simcha of Maimon Har Sinai, the simcha of Kabbalah Sater. So that the grass represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that it was a pleasant atmosphere, that represents the simcha of Maimon Har Sinai. So that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit, this nekuda of the simcha of Maimon Har Sinai, the simcha of Kabbalah Sater. And I think if we were speaking about and preparing, so this should be the final step in our preparation. Nice, there's a famous Gemara. It's a half of the Gevurot from the Panovich Rav. On a famous Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah explains there's a story in Yeshua that it says when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, so they were led by Yeshua and they made Muhammad when they came to Eretz Yisrael. So it says that night, after the Muhammad, so Yeshua was outside and he saw a Malach. And he has a conversation with the Malach. And the Malach comes, he says to the Malach, are you coming with Tzareinu? Are you coming against us? Are you with us? So the Malach tells him, no, he came to tell him, Atabasi. That's the lashon of the pasuk over there. So the pasuk over there doesn't really explain what's happening. So the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Gimel explains the story, what's happening. So it says that he understood, Yeshua understood that the Malach had some kind of tefiah on him, Klal Yisrael had done something wrong, and he wanted to know what was it that they did wrong. So he asks him, are you coming to tell us about the fact that we're mevatel from the Torah? Are you coming to tell us the fact that we're mevatel the carbon tamid? That was the question that he asked him. And on that, the Malach says, Atabasi. And the Gemara says, Tosfos explains over there, what's Atabasi? Ata is with an ayin. Atabasi, I came now. And from that, he understood that he meant for Limrat Torah. So Tosfos explains, Atabasi, Pirush Rivon, Al Talmud Torah Basi, Tiksiv Beva Ata Kisvu Lachem Es Ashir Azais. He was telling him that he came to give him Techacha, that they were mevatel now from Talmud Torah. How did he be meramis that? Because there's a pasuk that says, Ato kisu lachem es hashir hazayis, a famous pasuk referring to Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write down Shir Sazinu, or call Torah Kulay. But that's what he understood. So the Panovich Rav says, half the Gevurot. That Tosfos says beforehand, that when he asked him the question, how did he know he was talking about Talmud Torah? So he said to him, Bishvil Talmud Torah, Basa, Diksiv Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, because he asked if he's coming, Lanu im Litzareinu. So when he asked the Malach, what are you coming for? He says, are you coming Lanu or Litzareinu? So he says, Lanu means, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. He was asking this question. He comes for Torah or for the Karmat Shel Tamei? When the Malch answers him back, he answers him back with a different remez. Ata Basi, with the pasuk of Ata Kisul Lachem Sashir Azay. So the Pancharav says a haflik of art. He says, and this is something that you have to remember always, this hafchana, which is probably you know already, but first, whenever you talk about limanat Torah, so there's two things to talk about. There's the chiyuv of limanat Torah, the mitzvah of limanat Torah. And that has halachas. It's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. It has halachas when you're mechuyev, when you're not mechuyev. But then there's something more than that. Besides with the chiyuv of limanat Torah is a mitzvah, so we know Talmud Torah is much more than that. And that's what the Pandit Rav says is going on over here in this conversation. When Yeshua asked the question to the Malach, he wanted to know, are you coming to us because we didn't learn Torah? Like it says, Torah Tzibah Lama Moshe, Yid is Mechuyev to learn Torah. And maybe you have a tain on us that we're Mechuyev to learn Torah now, even though we're in the middle of a war, or whatever was going on that day. But Avapi, can you hold it, we're Mechuyev to learn Torah? And the Malach answered back, no, I'm coming with a different tain. Mitzad Chiyuv Talmud Torah, could be Yipater, Chayev, that's not what I'm coming for. There's something more. Ata kisvu lachem es hashira azayis. Torah is not just chiyuv mitzvah. Torah is something called shira. It's something that's like a song. I would call it the life song of a yid. And something that's a song to you is not something that you have when you're finished with a hard day's work and you can't learn, so you can't learn, you can't learn. It takes on a different nature. And I was thinking about it. Reminding myself of different stories I saw about two different gedolim, the same type of story. Avadi Yosef was Yodua, that he besides for learning the whole day, he was involved very much with the Tzibur in El. He used to go around giving drushes, tshuva, in different places, take him by helicopter all around the country. So in his later years, so he had a bodyguard. Whatever, people were threatening him. So this bodyguard, young Israeli, 25, 30 years old, used to go around with him the whole day. And one time the bodyguard said, Nifl de Gaza, he says, I schlep around with him the whole day. And at the end of the day, we come back, he says, I'm exhausted. And here this 75-year-old man, he comes home, he takes off his jacket, and he sits down, and he starts learning. It's like Pilei Plum, he doesn't understand. They used to say the same thing about Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Prime of the Roshiv in the Mir. Same thing, he was suffering, he had a debilitating disease. And he used to come back from a trip from America, schlepping, hard for him, and this, he used to come to the house, put down his things, he used to sit down, start learning Torah. And people wouldn't spell. His children used to tell him, you have to rest, whatever. What's the pshat? Because we're not talking about chiyuv, Torah, we're talking about people who this was the song that they sang, this was their life song. This is what they enjoy. It's more than just enjoying. A song is something more than just enjoying. It's something that, this is naturally what I do. I think that this is the remez. You know, we talk about that we're putting grass to show that we're happy. So it's not, what's the big simcha? It's a different kind of happiness. There's a happiness that comes from calm. This is where I need to be. It's pleasant. It's geschmack. This is where I need to be. This is what I need to be doing. That's the feeling that Yid is supposed to have towards Torah. This is the song of my life. This is what I sing. This is what I do. And it's this deep feeling that the Malach was telling Yeshua that even in the middle of a war, and even at night, but if you have that feeling of Kisul Lachem Sashir Azayis, you have this feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a shir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you something deep, something much more than just Chiyuv Mitzvah, so then that's something that there's a time on you should be doing at night as well. That was that story by Yeshua. And this is the verb, which I think is a very important verb, but we have to explain. Where does it come from? What does it mean? It's a shir. What's the explanation? What's the meaning? I saw also rather an interesting thing this week. The Elam is learning Hol Spiruch Zatera. So we spoke last week about the Chukaisai Seilechu, the Lashon of Seilechu. So in Hol Spiruch Zatera, so the Levush over there brings down that the Gemara Nedarim darshans that the reason why for the churban was because shelo birchu b'tera tchila, and the Gemara brings the lashon of the passage holchu b'tera. The Gemara uses this lashon of holchu. He says, "What's the lashon of holchu?" He says, "Just like we saw in last week's parsha, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, 'Vishalachti b'seichachem, I'll walk amongst you.' What does it mean? He says, 'I'll walk with you comfortably b'nayach, it'll be geschmack for me to be amongst you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. So too, a yid in Torah is supposed to be halicha in Torah. It has a connotation of, it's geschmack for me. That's where I belong. That's what I need to be doing. It's a certain feeling of this. I'm just doing what's natural for me to do. This is my natural. This is what I do. This is the song of Yid. This is the life song of Yid. This is what we need to get to. And that's why he says, that's why they weren't baruch about Torah b'chilu, because they didn't have this feeling. It wasn't this geschmack for them. It wasn't this natural feeling to them. And so that's what we have to think about. That's what Torah represents. That's what Kabbalah Sator represents. And the question is, how do we get there? How are we supposed to feel that? What's the explanation? So there's another famous Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, in Pesachim, the famous Gemara, it says that Rabbi Yosef said about Shavuos, that he was especially happy on Shavuos, because if not for, it says, he brought an igla tusa, amra ilay havi yom at the kagorim, kama Yosef ikka b'shuka. He said, how many Yosefs there would be in the shuk? His name was Yosef. And he said, there are a lot of Yosefs in the shuk. So if not for this day, how many Yosefs would there be in the shuk? That's what he said. Famous Gemara, I'm sure you've heard. So I just want to discuss this Gemara and think about it. What's the Gemara trying to tell us? It's trying to tell us that he felt that the Torah made him into who he was as an individual. That's what it means. Kami Yosef Ikub Shuk. Rash says, how am I different than anyone else? So if I ask you a question, if you go over to an average person and you ask him, what makes you different than everyone else? What makes you individual? What makes you unique? So what's the person going to tell you? Some people, you know, Nebuch, they'll tell you, you know, look, I have a belt buckle. You never saw a yeshiva guy with such a belt buckle, right? You know, something like that. Some people will tell you, my thoughts, the things that I enjoy. Different people understand different things that make them unique. What's Rabbi Yosef teaching us? What makes a person into what he is? What makes a person into an individual? What makes a person into the individual is his chelek in Torah and mitzvahs. That the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah, and in the Torah, it talks to every individual person for what he is, and according to what he is, that makes a person different than everyone else. And that's why he was so happy on Shavuos, because that made him into him. And not only made him into him, it made every yid into what that person is. Because every yid has his chelek in Torah, an understanding of Torah. He has his chelek in kiyum ha-mitzvahs, like we all know. Yidn do the same mitzvahs. This one does with his kavanah. This one does with his kavanah. And all these things, where do we understand which kavanah we should be doing our mitzvahs with? And how do we understand which pshat in the sugya to learn? It's all comes from the Torah. That the Torah gives us this ability and gives us the kalim that we need to develop ourselves as individuals. And that's the special koyach of Torah. It's very interesting. The Maran Sanhedrin says, also, we talk about song, the Shiras HaTorah, like he says, Shira HaZayis. This is a very interesting lashon. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says like this. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Zemer b'chol yom, zemer b'chol yom. It's a double lashon. Rashi says, "Peimisadu limudach afal pisha sodu b'picha kizemer." Rashi says, if your chazro v'yilimud, like a song, right? If someone has a song that he likes, so he sings it over and over and over again. Doesn't get bored. He says, if that's the way your limud will be, then you'll also be zeicha to elam haba b'simcha b'shir. You'll have your turn elam haba too. That's this double lashon, zemer b'chol yom, zemer b'chol yom. If you'll sing the Torah like a song, so then you'll be zeicha to that extra simcha in elam haba. There's a famous marsha over here. Marsha is a hafalik lashon. Famous lashon. It says, im atam zamer b'chol yom b'limud haTorah, if you'll sing with your limud haTorah, gam haTorah yizamer l'cha, the Torah will sing back to you. V'yigal l'cha razei Torah, and it'll be megala to you razei Torah. What does it mean? Let's just think about it. It means, again, if a yid looks at the Torah as being a song, it means something special, something he enjoys, something he connects with. You talk to Bachram, who chazer a lot, or part of, you know, I heard from Bachram, or part of different Chazar programs, they say, the Gemara is like your best friend. You open up the Gemara, you feel comfortable. You're back at home with your best friend, right? That's a song to you. If that's your attitude towards the Gemara, and you know that this is your friend, this is who you're comfortable with, this is the Gemara that could teach you and to make you into what you are, then the Gemara will talk to you. And the Gemara will be megala to you. So the Mashal says, Rosi Torah. It doesn't have to be only Rosi Torah. The Gemara will be megala to you, understanding in Torah. You'll get that thought, that machshava, what's the pshat in the sugya, and you see that that's the way it is. The bachur will chazer over, and again, it's a shmak for them, so all of a sudden you're chazering over, and you see, oh, I see a nekuda I didn't see before, I see something I didn't see. That's your chelik in Torah. And it comes from the fact that you look at Torah that way. You look at Torah as being that song, that shiras chaim of Yid. And that's what it needs to be for us. That's the secret, I think. If a person looks at Torah that way, so then if he understands that that's what it could do for him, so then he can have that hargosha to make it into a song. Now, avada, it takes effort. It's hard. We have to do it and we have to push ourselves. But that's the payoff at the end is that we'll have this special relationship with Torah. We'll have this hargosha of this shear of Torah that it'll be something special. It's so interesting when you talk about it. So we talk about our connection with Torah. So you see, in davening, we say so many lashanas, Ava Rabba Avtono, right? Say Perkei Avos, Holoi Mitor Lishma, Nigorea, Ov, Avos HaMokim, Avos HaBrius. What's the pshat? The pshat is because when you're talking about this type of connection, so you talk the lashanas of Ava, it's all part of the same thing. That a person's connection to Torah has to be with a certain amount of Ava is connected to it. It's a deep connection. It's not just a mitzvah. It's not just a chiyuv. And again, the way we do it is because we develop and we make it into a song. And the more we sing to it, the more it sings back to us. And when we hear the Torah talking to us, so that's the yachas we have to Torah. That's our relationship to Torah. Is that we sing to the Torah, and the Torah sings back to us. That's what Torah is supposed to be for Yid. And now we understand such a Yid taka, when he's in war, so comes the night and he has time and he goes and he grabs a sefer and he learns. And he might be an old Yid, he might be debilitated, like the Dalem that we know, and it doesn't make a difference. But when they sit down and they finish at the end of a hard day, they're back to the Gemara, because what else would they do? And that's the way it always was in Klal Yisrael, that's what Torah was. Torah was Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazayis. And that's what we have to think about, that's what we have to work on. And when we're coming to Shavuos and it's the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, we have to realize that's what we're being offered. And that's why it's important to point out another point as well. That one of the things we need is, the way we connect to Torah is not, like we spoke about last week, someone who says, yeah, when it's good for me, I do it. I don't do it. The way we connect to Torah is by being Makabel Oil Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he gave it a bris. A bris means a covenant, a connection, some kind of deal, some kind of between two people. That's the only way to connect to Torah. A person can't connect to Torah periodically when he's interested. That's not a connection. That's not the way someone makes it into his Shiras Chaim. The way someone makes it into his Shiras Chaim is by understanding that this is something that he's connected to and he's willing to undertake being connected to it for his whole life. That's Kabbalos Ol Torah. And again, you have to remember that it comes mitoch Ava Rabba Avtonu Hashem Elokim. That's what it comes mitoch. We have to realize that it's coming with the Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's offering us a Torah that's going to give us the ability to create ourselves and to give ourselves life. I just this morning, Loshen Chavetz Chaim used to tell his Talmidim, he used to say, without Torah, this is what he used to say. He used to say, life is bitter and dark without Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us sach hakol, the sweetness and the light of Torah. It's coming mitoch Av. And when we come to Shavuos, we have to be thinking about this, and that's why the grace is there to remind us that this is pleasant, it's geschmack, it's not a heavy burden. It's a song. It's a song that you have to take a shibu to, and you have to be willing to be mishabed yourself to do what it takes to chazer regularly, to learn regularly, and to be into it, and to have your mind on it. But look what it gives you. If you do that, so then you have back the Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have the Torah talking to you. A whole different life, a whole different experience. And I just want to add one more thing. Another Hashem Nakuda. Maybe we didn't emphasize enough during Sfiras Ha'Emor. That another prat, which is necessary for Kabbalah Sotera and for this feeling is that L'maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Gantz Klal Yisrael, to the whole nation. And that's why the Pasuk, Chazal, they emphasize the fact that Klal Yisrael coming to Nahar Sinai, they came as a Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. There was an Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And the reason is because there's all kinds of deep reasons connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only when we're Echad. It's all true. But I just want to push the Zach, but again, to what we're talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the whole of Klal Yisrael. Even though we talk about it being for each individual, but it's each individual as part of a Klal Yisrael, part of a Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one Bachar one type of understanding, and another Bachar another type of understanding, because that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a Klal that together has this unbelievable understanding of Torah. But it's something that Klal Yisrael has together. And our Maisa Mitzvahs is something that we do together. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, maybe a Bachar is supposed to feel that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Even Olav Kibnei Marim, he's standing in his corner and it's just him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Shavuos, it's a different feeling. It's I'm standing here together with my Tzibor, just like Klal Yisrael stood on Har Sinai, and we're all together being Mekabel the Torah. It's me and my friend, my chavrusa, my roommate, the one standing next to me. That's the tzur of Kabbal Satara. Because this shira, this connection, and this special relationship we have to Torah is something we have as a tzibur, as a nation. And that means that I have to respect the next person's understanding and his contribution to Torah and his questions and his way of doing mitzvahs and everything about him. Because it's all of us together who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah from to grow from. And that's the Hargosha we're supposed to have going to Shavuos. Again, so these Nekudas that I think are a good final Nekudas of preparation. The knowledge that it's a tremendous Simcha that comes Ba'ifen Shel Hiluch. Calm, this is the way I go, this is what I'm comfortable with because this is my Shir Sachaim. And a Shir Sachaim has no gvulot, it has no boundaries, it has no specific times. It's something that takes you over. It's like people who want to sing when they're walking down the hallway. So too, this is the song that a person should want to sing when he's walking around. Because he's thinking about it, it's on his mind. That's what it's supposed to be. Mitoch comfort, mitoch happiness, but a deep happiness of this is what's going to give me my life. And to understand that the only way to do that is if we come to be mishabed ourselves, and that we'll be mishabed ourselves together as an olam, as a tzibur. Baruch Hashem, we have a gvaldig tzibur, a gvaldig olam that's learning together and steiging together. And so everyone should feel that feeling coming into Shavuos, that Baruch Hashem, that together with Gantz Klal Yisrael, but with our olam and each and every individual, we should be willing to be mishabed ourselves to that Torah, knowing that if we're mishabed ourselves, then the Torah will do for us unbelievable things. And like Rashi says over there, and that Lashon Rabbi Yosef, he says that Niskadalti v'Nisramamti, the famous Lashon, that through Torah, it lifted us up, and it made us into what we are. And Mirtz Hashem, if we could be Mekabel Torah that way, by being Mekabel, the Earl of Torah, Mitoch Simcha, Mitoch Comfort, Mitoch knowing that that's what it is for us, and we can do it together as a Tzibor, everyone respecting each other and caring about each other, so then we'll also be Niskadalti v'Nisramamti, Mirtz Hashem, Anyantif. Thank you.